The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said in an email that the legislature's rulemaking process and timelines don't allow enough time for the department to complete work on the regulation. Environmental groups say a 2017 law known as the Rains Act played a role in the rule's demise, including Midwest environmental advocates. The group's executive director, Tony Wilkin Gibbart, says the law should be repealed.
The law is completely concerned about the cost to polluters and ignores the cost that pollution has on Wisconsin families.
Republican Adam Nealon, who co-chairs the legislature's Joint Rules Committee, says the law requires legislative approval for regulations that would cost $10 million or more over a two-year period. He suspects the DNR new cost to comply with the rule would far exceed that threshold. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.